This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A slow-moving Category 5 Hurricane Dorian making landfall in the Bahamas late yesterday. It's been battering the islands for hours as it's a very slow mover. The Prime Minister there, Hubert Minnis, with a dire message to his people.
Many have not heeded my warning. Many have remained behind. And still there are individuals within the West Bend area who still refuse to leave. I can only say to them that I hope this is not the last time they will hear my voice.
Forecasters say the track is not certain, but Dorian's expected to remain powerful when it's off the east coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday, likely to impact Georgia and the Carolinas. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
On this Labor Day 2019, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka says unions cannot yet support the White House's, as he sees it, unenforceable replacement for NAFTA. On Fox News Sunday, Trumka said if Mexico can enforce their own agreement, this agreement will never work because their wages will be artificially low and they'll suck jobs and capital out of the U.S. He says an unenforceable trade deal is a windfall for corporations, but a disaster for workers. The gunman in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Texas is now being identified as 36-year-old Seth Ator. Police haven't given a motive for why Ator went on a murder spree in the Odessa area, killing 7 people and injuring over 20 others. NBC News is reporting that he was recently fired from a job. The incident started on Saturday when Ator started shooting at a police officer who'd pulled him over for a traffic stop. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Vice President Pence remains in Poland, marking the 80th anniversary of the outbreak of World War II. President Trump was originally going to make the trip, but he's staying home to oversee the response to Hurricane Dorian. The vice president met with the Polish president earlier today and said the country is close to meeting the requirements for a visa waiver program. The Defense Department trying to find ways to fight large-scale disinformation attacks, which it views as a threat to national security. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, wants software that can root out fake news. The goal is to eventually prevent malicious actors from using social media to further polarize society. Officials have been anticipating an avalanche of false info ahead of the 2020 election. This effort has reportedly been hamstrung, though, by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's refusal to bring election security legislation before lawmakers. Defending men's champion and number one seeded Novak Djokovic is out at the U.S. Open as he was forced to retire 3 games into the third set of his 4th round match against Stan Wawrinka because of a shoulder injury Sunday. Djokovic has been dealing with that injury throughout the tourney. On the women's side, Serena Williams cruised into the quarterfinals. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
well, we've got Hurricane Dorian coming on the east, and we made it from Maui, Hawaii to California. So we're back on the mainland. Maybe our trip back home might be delayed the way things seem to be demonstrated here and what we're seeing in terms of the news, that it looks now that it may not come and hit landfall in Florida probably as late as maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. So that could delay some plans getting back to the East Coast. And, of course, our prayers continue for all those that are in the way of this powerful storm that is taking place. And I got to tell you, I'm really impressed. You know, having grown up in California, you know, we've had to deal with earthquakes. And earthquakes come and they go. They're gone within a couple of days. The interesting thing about being on the East, my observation, is that with hurricanes, it's like a Super Bowl event. And they keep hyping this thing up. And as you can imagine, with each ensuing minute and segment that takes place on the air, on TV and radio, the drama increases and the hyperbole increases. And I was sharing with some people as we were on the plane flying back from Hawaii last night that surprisingly, the media just keeps on going. I'm going, wait a minute, do you realize the demographic of Florida? It's an aging demographic, and you're scaring the holy what have you out of them. Well, yes, we understand that there is an emergency, and you got to get people thinking, because no matter what, you know, you have people who, if you remember that scene from Forrest Gump with Lieutenant Dan, you know, yelling at the hurricane, you know, on the bow of the boat, you know, screaming at the winds and that. You know, you get people that are that way. I mean, you got to love them. You love the character of some of them. But, you know, for the most part, people are heeding the advisement. I mean, there's been, you know, and I hadn't seen that for a while in my 4 or 5 years that I've been there in Florida, where we've gotten some, you know, immediate evacuations. But that is taking place. So, you know, the meteorologists and the real meteorologists, by the way, are you know, careful. And, you know, we just don't want another Katrina to happen in our country. So the information is out there. And speaking of meteorologists, they have a new term. You might hear this called meteorologist. And these are the so-called people who think, you know, the hurricane whisperers, the self-appointed hurricane whisperers who think they know and they get a little bit of information. And next thing you know, they're reporting on this like as if it's fact. And it's driving the meteorologists nuts. So, you know, fake news has impacted every aspect of our lives. So you got to be careful with the information that you're picking up from people and make sure that your sources are credible. Again, what I'm so impressed about Florida is that I get notices, you know, every as often as need be. Whether it's from Watson, my timely weather app, or the other sources there in Port St. Lucie County, where I reside, and they're keeping me up to date as to what's going on and what kind of preparations need to take place and that sort of thing. But as I say, you know, it goes on, the reporting on this, because we know so much sooner when something happens out in the Atlantic and it's coming our way, then the warnings go up. And look, we've seen the devastations over the years that have happened in our country with these hurricanes. So be safe out there. Our prayers will continue to be with you. And again, you know, I'm thankful for the parish that I belong to in Port St. Lucie. Every Sunday we pray. We pray for hurricanes, pray for God's hand of safety upon our area. And I think that those prayers have been answered repeatedly. And I'm grateful for Father Olto and the other priests there that encourage the body to pray. And I know there's other churches out there in the area as well. So again, we lift up our prayers to Florida. And you know, somebody said last night, well, it looks like good news for you that it looks like it may miss the southern area, because when I was looking at the original models, it looked like that the hurricane was coming right straight at us there, in around Vero Beach and in, you know, West Palm, just right above. It seems, wow, and this is such a powerful, powerful hurricane. It covers an incredible amount of area. And this is looked like it's going to miss you. And I said, well, the only, you know, it's kind of like bittersweet. Yes, it misses you, but then it hits our neighbors up in, you know, South Carolina or, you know, Georgia. You know, this is going to be devastating. There's no doubt. And we've already seen what's gone on in, you know, the Bahamas and other areas that it's devastated. I mean, the powerful winds, 165 as much as 185. So, prayers out there, be careful, and, do what you can, you know, to hunker on down. For those of you who are hunkering on down, if you need to get to safety, take the advice of the professionals, not the media urologist, okay? Not those. That's the fake term of the meteorologist, okay? The traditional term. So meteorologists are, you know, kind of nagging at the hearts and minds of the true professionals. So be warned. That's out there. We got a lot of, you know, a lot of speculation that's going on. So make sure the sources that you check out are credible. Well, you know, it was interesting this weekend in terms of the Sunday talk shows, you know, and that is has to do with gun reform after, you know, after this this month, I should say, I was going to say this weekend, more gun violence. You know, we're not even talking about Chicago here. We're just talking about overall gun violence, which is, you know, astounding. And I was just looking at the numbers here in terms of how many shootings that we had, you know, during the month of August. I mean, it's just been phenomenal. So needless to say, with these numbers, as definitive as they are, you're going to have Congress. A lot of pressure on Congress to do something about it as they come together. And so listen to, you're going to hear a lot from the 2020 candidates saying that something has to be done. And, you know, my hope is, really, and you've heard me discuss this with all the gun, you know, Dr. John Lott on down the line, you know, true experts on this topic, and because the question, here's the August toll for mass shootings, 51, and I don't even think they're counting Chicago. They can't be counting Chicago, because if they were counting Chicago in there, that number would probably be well over 100, but these are just the ones that they want to report on, right? So the month of August ended as it began. Is what the New York Times wrote, with a shooting rampage and a significant death toll. Four people are dead in Texas, in Midland, Odessa, after a man stopped by state troopers for failing to signal a left turn, opened fire and fled, shooting more than 20 people as he drove before being killed by officers. So 51. So needless to say, a lot of pressure on Congress to do something about it. But the question always comes, and this is what, you know, blocks in, you know, some of the response to gun control, is anything that's being introduced, red flag law, any other restriction, national registration, would it have done anything to stop? See, and I've maintained, and you've heard me, as I said, in talking to the experts, look, this is a heart and soul issue for America. We have to look at ourselves. You know, I don't care where it is. I mean, you know, from day one, you know, there is that part of our humanity is evil. And some of us can embrace it, and some of us, you know, act out on it. And murder has been around forever, and whatever it is, with a stone, you know, any other instrument that they could possibly use. And of course, we're, you know, in the modern era, you know, cars being used to run people, you know, any kind of detonation, IED, I mean, on and on. There's no shortage of creativity when it comes to murdering people. It is in the hearts of mankind, and that's what we need to look at more definitively. And if we're looking to our Congress to do something about it, I believe sincerely that we are distracted. This is Bill Martinez. Our conversation continues. Stay with us right here.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221. Or go to the website, angioprim.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your faith implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, happy Labor Day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. Hey, by the way, I still have some tickets for Overcomer. If you haven't gotten a chance to see the movie, you need to go see this movie. It's outstanding. The Kendrick brothers once again have done it. Their third A-plus cinematic rating. That's how good it is. A lot of my friends and comments that I'm getting from people is that War Room used to be their favorite. Boy, this is really giving it a good run for its money. You're going to laugh. You're going to enjoy this movie. The kids love it, too, because there's athletics that are part of it. Good fun. Good fun movie. And, yes, as any emotional ride will take you, there will be some grown men crying in this movie as well. So enjoy it. And, by the way, I do have free tickets. Stephen Kendrick was kind enough. He dropped down a ton. So just all you got to do real easy. Just drop me an email, just tell me that you want to be in the hoppa. In fact, label it. Put me in the hoppa, Bill. And we'll put you in the hoppa, draw your name out, and make sure your email address, all that good important stuff is there so we can get the tickets to you right away. So you can enjoy the movie. And if you've already seen it, maybe there's somebody that you need to take to go see the movie. Well, take advantage. I mean, this is, like I said, it's very inspiring. You will be blessed for doing it. So just get that email off to me, bill@billmartinezlive.com. That's with a Z, by the way, bill@billmartinezlive.com. And that will come to me. We'll put you in the hoppa, pull your name out, and look at, Overcomer on us because we're givers. And thanks to the Kendrick brothers for that. All right, back to gun control. John Toomey says that Congress and particularly the GOP is interested in doing something meaningful. Now, that understand that. That's underlined. Something meaningful on guns. Because as I mentioned, there's only so much that we can do. We cannot legislate morality. It seems that we can definitely open the doors to a lot more evil with some of the regulations and some of the legalization or whatever that we choose to do. We can create more havoc. I believe our founding fathers had it right when they had instituted the Second Amendment. I mean, this is the Second, not the 22nd Amendment. Oh, by the way, afterthought, let's do this. There was something, really special. And for those of us that understand, we embrace the Second Amendment with responsibility, okay? And what we're trying to do is we're trying to regulate criminals. Really think about it. For the most part, I mean, if somebody decides they want to go and, they have nothing to lose or they just want to lose everything, they've had it with life, there's no hope for them, and they just want to go up and shoot a bunch of people, and then so it's, suicide by police in some form or fashion, right? Because they're putting themselves, they're not expecting to survive, but they want to take down as many people as possible. This is the 21st century America that we live in today. So as citizens, we need to be more situationally aware. We need to be protective. We need to be smarter about where we choose, to put ourselves in harm's way. We need to be mindful of that. There's nothing wrong with taking classes to educate yourself so that you're more aware of what to do. There's a lot of smart people out there. There's online classes you can do. There's classes in person. I highly recommend that you get a tutorial on this. Fortunately for me, with my military background, it helps. But even still, it doesn't hurt to go back and get a tutorial and get a refresher on what's going on, because this is real. This is a clear and present danger, and we cannot, just in the same way as healthcare, you cannot expect the government to take care of you. There's just too many people. It's too massive, and it's going to be impossible for them to do, not to mention the fact that this gets to be emotional, it gets to be political, and they're doing the dance. Look how long this has been going on. Now, clearly, after this month, as I mentioned, the amount of murders that have taken place, boy, I'll tell you, it is on the radar, and there's a lot of heat from the voter electorate to do something about this. So we pray that wisdom would reign and that we would do the right thing, come up with the right idea that could possibly help. But all we can do is do something that would come alongside and encourage people to, kind of check themselves, as my friend would say. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. That it's not that, the way we understand it, it's not that all of a sudden somebody snaps, although in rare cases that occurs. But there is a road that most of these these gunmen, and it's been mostly male. There's only been one woman, you know, in the modern history of looking at these shootings that have taken place. They've been involved in it, mostly young men. And so there is a road and a trajectory that they're on, and it just gets worse and worse until they act out and do something as horrendous as a mass shooting. And so we need to be mindful of these telltale signs. And we had a grandmother say, look, I think my grandson is, you know, acting irregularly. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that you count on our local police to have instincts. I mean, we've stopped. I mean, how many times have we stopped people? And you go, how did they do this? Well, this is what we can be so grateful, you know, for our law enforcement agencies. That some of them have incredible instinct. I remember after 9/11, for example, you may recall the story in Canada where somebody was coming into the country with all kinds of explosive devices, and an instinct of a border guard, you know, sent off an alarm in her head, and she investigated further and sure enough stopped what could have been an incredible amount of additional killings right after 9/11. And so there's stories like this that abound. There's no question. The light on a shining hill ticks off a lot of people for lots of reasons. And they just don't want America to be successful. There's some countries and nations and despots that are against us because it makes them look bad. You know, who are we to offer liberty to people? And this is such a key magnet that draws people from all over the world to want to come here. And you can't blame them. If you were on the outside, you'd be doing the same thing. And then we say, look, let's do it with law and order, because we are a nation of laws. You can't break the law to begin with and then figure out some way that, hey, it's going to be okay. Because what are your chances if you are if you break the law that you're going to be a repeat offender? We know that. You know, so we want to give you a fair shot when you come in this country, that you don't have to be in the shadows, that you can operate with legitimacy, have a fair shot to go out there, get a job, work hard, realize your dreams and aspirations for you and your family. But that has to be in the context of the law. Operating in the shadows, people taking advantage of you, you know, taking your daughters and turning them into sex slaves and your sons into drug runners, you know, that's not the American way of life, and that's not what you're coming for. You want a fair shot at it. So in order to have a fair shot, you got to do it within the laws of the country. And you want to come here and add to the whole American experience and make it mo better? Hey, look, you're on the team. I mean, boy, you got people here in this country who will take a bullet for you. We'll do everything we can to, you know, get you into this country and have you be a powerful aspect of, you know, this great American experiment. But if you come in and you break the law and you cause problems, then, you know, even though right now it is so mired down as far as our Congress is concerned and how to deal with this. And of course, it's hard to understand some of this stuff because it seems so academic, and especially on the 2020, you know, campaign trail, you hear these Democrats going, oh, hey, we got a problem, you know, but it's always Trump's problem. You know, it's America's problem. It's not Trump's problem. You know, and because it's America's problem, we need Republicans and Democrats and independents involved in the solution. To be sitting there pointing fingers and doing everything you can to deny what is going on. Oh, no, 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 it's not a crisis. You know what, it took you over a year to figure out, in fact, it is a crisis. And then you want to blame Trump because people are dying along the way. I mean, yes, you know, when you get the photo ops and you got a man and his daughter, you know, dead there, that is disgusting. There's no question it's heartbreaking. But you don't even know how many other people died along the way that are in the deserts. You know, anywhere within, you know, that 2,500-mile walk, you know, from Central America, what these people have had to endure, you have no idea. But this is, you know, we have to look at it and say, look, is this magnet to come to this country, is this a positive thing? And not all are asylum seekers, so get off of that, okay? Some are gaming the system. But certainly the ones that are asylum seekers and they have every right to seek asylum, there is a process, an orderly process in which to do this. And meanwhile, we've got chaos. And then we're shaming the very people whose job is to try to monitor the chaos, and you're not even doing anything to relieve it. You know, Elijah Cummings et al. Got to get their act together, and they got to be a part of the solution, is my opinion. 29 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got Bruce Kaufman coming up next. Stay with us.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A slow-moving Category 5 Hurricane Dorian making landfall in the Bahamas late yesterday. It's been battering the islands for hours as it's a very slow mover. The Prime Minister there, Hubert Minnis, with a dire message to his people.
Many have not heeded my warning. Many have remained behind. And still there are individuals within the western area who still refuse to leave. I can only say to them that I hope this is not the last time they will hear my voice.
Forecasters say the track is not certain, but Dorian's expected to remain powerful when it's off the east coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday, likely to impact Georgia and the Carolinas. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
You know, this is a great song, really. You know, when you think about Labor Day and what is going on in our country, boy, I'll tell you, we have been aching for a comeback, and that's what we've been experiencing to the disdain of some people who somehow are cheering on a recession and want to do something for a downward trend of the economy so they might have some some voting advantage. I mean, this is kind of absurd. I mean, this isn't the American way of life. But, you know, for many of us, Labor Day means the end of summer vacation, a guilt trip for anyone wearing white, an excuse for department stores to have sales. But it's important to keep in mind the true history behind this holiday. And lucky for us, we've got the favorite historian of all time with us. Bruce Kaufman joins us. Bruce is a syndicated columnist and a national speaker. And author as well. Mr. Bruce, happy Labor Day to you, buddy.
Happy Labor Day to you as well, Bill.
Hey, so it is a celebration, Labor Day, of laborers, of workers, and introduced at a time when labor meant something far more grueling than it generally does today, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, Labor Day basically is a product of the industrial age at the turn of the 20th century when it wasn't just the United States, it was Europe as well. We were changing basically our economy from, we're changing it to an industrial economy in which we were building things. We were building machines. We were building railroads. We had steel mills. all of those things. But the problem was, for a lot of people, it was making very few people rich. It was making the people who owned or managed these companies, these conglomerates, these corporations, they were making them very wealthy while they were making their money off the backs of the working guy. And so, I mean, and this is actually true. The guys, they were being exploited. They were working 7 days a week. They were working 12-hour days. Boys as young as 7 and 8 were working, sweeping the floors of these factories. And as a result, unions started to be created, and their job was to protect or ensure or try to gain rights to the workers, better work days, shorter work days, better wages, some kind of job security, certainly better safety rules and regulations in the workplace, which were horrible. Mm-hmm. And what the unions would use as their tool for this was strikes, in which the workers would strike. They would strike against these companies. And Labor Day came out of a strike that occurred basically, I mean, there's some, I mean, disagreement about this, but it basically came out of a strike in 1894. The Pullman Palace Car Company was laying off workers, was reducing wages, and the unions representing them called for a strike. It was a huge strike, a general strike. This was in Chicago. And the federal government sent in troops to break up the strike. And there were a lot of deaths. It was a riot. And Congress, which was beginning to create legislation addressing all these problems, workplace safety, wages, hours, and so on, they also decided, well, let's create a holiday honoring the laborer. Mm-hmm. And so that's basically how it happened. In 1894, President Grover Cleveland signed into law a holiday honoring the working man, and that is Labor Day today, and it is now, of course, the first Monday in September.
Well, where are we compared to then and now? Because we still have the indictment of, some would call the top 1%, the owners of these companies, probably not taking, advantage, although some might argue that they do to some degree. The union has gone from, probably at its height, maybe 35-36% of the labor force. Now it's very low, maybe 6% of the general labor force. They seem to have, been focusing more on government. That's an easy route for them. And that's a whole other discussion. But overall today, where are we? Because it seems that with more laborers, more jobs than laborers today, we're at a almost a redefining point for labor in this country, and that is the value of labor in this country.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bill. And as a result of that, okay, so one of the reasons that labor union membership is down a little bit is basically because of that, but also because if you look at some of the regulations and rules that labor imposes, some of them are completely antithetical to getting the job done. So if you're a member of a union, you are protected in so many, it's sort of like a teacher's union in which you can't fire bad teachers because they have a clause in their contract saying you can't fire them short of them committing capital crime. Mm-hmm. Some of that is also true in the unions now. You have so much protection that the owners of companies in which the workers are unions get a little bit exasperated about the fact that, okay, I have to have this guy here, and he only works this part, and then I have to have this guy here. There are so many rules and regulations that are becoming a problem, and so unions are a little bit losing their power. Plus, as you know, there are so many places where you can move from a right-to-work state to a right-to-work state in which the unions you can create a company in which unions are not representing the workers. Mm-hmm. And that to a lot of people, Boeing was one of them. They moved to Seattle, their headquarters, so that they moved into a state where they had a right to work and the unions weren't controlling so much of how the workplace worked.
Exactly. Well, hasn't, in part of the process of unions, I've been, operating in and out of unions my entire life, some good, some bad, although sometimes you feel like in some of these unions, it's almost become a form, if I might say this, and I mean, there might be some union leaders that would be upset for me for suggesting this, is that, some of it, because of their policies and regulations, you almost feel like an indentured servant.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But also, yeah, but But also, again, it is very exasperating. The teachers' unions are my perfect example. You and I have discussed this before. Mm-hmm. They've got a clause in a contract, and you get that clause, as someone said, you get it after 2 years, you're in the public schools. If you breathe in the classroom for 2 years, you have tenure. And you can't be fired short of committing a capital crime. And the problem, of course, especially in the inner cities, with lousy teachers, it's impossible, nearly impossible, to get rid of bad teachers.
Right. And then, of course, that disease has permeated our government as well. And as you and I have discussed before as well, Bruce, my objection to all this is it ends up mediocritizing the productivity of human beings. You know, teachers who have, just outstanding aspirations, to say, oh, I want to be a teacher. Why do you want to be a teacher? Because I want to change lives. Man, wow. I want you in the classroom. And then they go there and they deal with the reality of the administrative system and everything, and it's all protected by the unions. And here we are. We're losing good people all the time, Bruce.
Yeah. You're right.
Because they're not able to exercise their God-given talents.
You're right. No, absolutely. There are some wonderful teachers in the public school system, and yes, you're right. They are frustrated by the atmosphere in which they work, in which they are staying extra hours after class, meeting kids, helping them out, whereas the teacher is getting paid just as much as them because of their tenure and because of the labor negotiations to what they're being paid. They're going home as minute as the bell rings.
Exactly.
So the really dedicated teachers are frustrated.
I mean, these teachers are out there buying pencils with their own money. I mean, this is ridiculous that they're having to do that, but they care so much about the students. Some of them, Bruce, even buying lunches, buying food for these kids. It is amazing to me, as you say, and those you want to celebrate, but they have to stay under the radar because unions being what they are, they don't like anybody making them look bad. And there is that peer pressure to say, hey, look, you need to dial it back a little bit here. You know, that's not the way we roll, right? You got a little bit of that culture that's brought into it. But anyway, getting back to, the general idea of what Labor Day is all about, it is a celebration of the labor force, of the productivity, of what America can generate. The opportunity and the challenge that we have today is, can we unleash the full throttle of this productivity and really make America great? And it's not that you make America great just so that you can talk about making America. It's Americans. It's individuals, Bruce. That, to me, that's what I get excited about. And I'm thankful for a CEO like Donald Trump who's unleashing and taking the chain. You talk about, Joe Biden talks about taking the chains. I mean, take the chains off, let people go out there and exercise their God-given talents and gifts. And guess what? You got a lot more happy campers on the settlement here,
Absolutely. Absolutely today, Bill. Yeah, I mean, absolutely, Donald Trump deserves a great deal of credit for unleashing the creativity of our economy.
Well, we're talking and sharing, and as they say in Hawaii, because that's where I just came back, we're talking story, okay? That's how they say it. With the one and only Bruce Kaufman, and we've got more from our favorite historian after this. Stay with us. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the
a loan, the year, how much did you borrow, the amount, and what is the interest rate, percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
Oh, a little TCB here, as we say. Oh, man, does that take me back to my old radio days? Bruce Kaufman is with us, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, and happy Labor Day to you. Bruce gives us three opportunities a week. He blesses us. If you subscribe, and we're going to give you a chance to do that in just a moment. And one of my favorites is the quote of the week. And I don't know, Bruce, I missed this one because I have Yuval Levin's quote from a couple of weeks ago, but I was looking for the most recent one. Was that the last one that you sent out?
The last one I sent out, Bill, was, hold on, let me look and see. It was about the fact that we politicians shouldn't be talking until after Labor Day.
Yes.
We should have our time off for that.
Yeah.
Is that the one that you that
well,
you have?
The one I have, let's see here, is there's been an argument roughly along the axis of conservatism and progressivism.
Was sent out today. I'm surprised you didn't get that because it was basically, here, let me just hold on, and I will open it and quote it for you.
Well, while he's doing this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to also, Bruce, go and tell people how they can participate and subscribe to your services. I mean, three times a week, I mean, this is such a blessing. It's always great. Oh, here it is. Okay, I see today's coming across, which is perfect. But go ahead and tell everybody while we're pulling this up.
Okay, well, basically you can you go on my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word, plural, historylessons.net. And on the right-hand side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings, and you type in your first name, last name, email address, and then you pick of the three things that I send out each week. On Monday, I send out a quote of the week in an email, and if you check that, you'll get it on Monday. On Wednesday, I send out my nationally syndicated history column, Bruce's History Lessons. You check that, you'll get that on Wednesday in an email, and then on Friday, I send out my Thinking Out Loud column, which is kind of my take on some of the public policy issues that Bill and I discuss when I'm on his show. So pick that one as well.
You won all three, ladies and gentlemen. The quote of this week, the quote of the week this week is, I believe that summer is our time. That's what you're talking about. A time for the people that no politician should be allowed to speak to us during the summer. They can start talking again after Labor Day. Lewis Black. You know, this is wisdom right there, what Lewis Black is sharing to us. And we might echo that back to the Democratic Party because it might also reduce the number of gaffes and self-inflicted wounds, whether it's Democrats or Republicans for that matter, when they start campaigning early, because the earlier they start, the more opportunity they have to be goofy, right?
Right. As we're finding out from the presumptive Democratic nominee, Joe Biden.
Well, and speaking of which, as you wrote about, the gaffe man strikes again and again and again and again, right?
Yeah, he keeps on coming. Yeah, he does. And he's been doing it for a long, long time, as you know, Bill. But back in the day when he was doing it, everybody said, okay, that's just Joe being Joe. Uncle Joe, you know, he has a tendency to put his foot in his mouth, no harm done. But he's now 76 years old, and he's running for president, and he keeps doing the same thing. And some people, including me, are beginning to wonder whether some kind of senility is creeping
exactly.
in. The guy's 76 years old. He's running for president. Do we want someone senile as president?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the things, so just to give a couple of examples, he, a few weeks back he was saying, and this is a quote, in my generation when I got out of school, when Bobby Kennedy and Dr. King had been assassinated in the 1970s, the late 1970s, Martin Luther King was assassinated in April of 1968. Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June of 1968, not the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one example. Another example is that he was in Keene, New Hampshire, and he said how much I enjoy being in Keene, Vermont. It's the wrong state.
Yes.
So,
well, maybe he had pancakes. He was thinking of syrup or something. I don't know what happened.
So, but it's getting to be a little bit worrisome. And as I wrote in the column, even his wife, Jill, who tried to defend him, but did so in a way that really got to the heart of his problem. And it sounds like she's saying, don't vote for this guy. And I'm going to quote exactly what she said. Quote, this is a critical time for our country. And to beat Donald Trump, we cannot focus on who can string together three or four words coherently or provide the American people with a lucid plan for the future. We are at a critical crossroads, and we shouldn't just be persuaded by someone with the mental capacity to know where they are or what they are doing. This is about winning back the Oval Office. In other words, what she's saying is that we shouldn't vote for someone who speaks coherently. We should not vote for someone who has a lucid plan for the future.
He's rubbing off on her.
Right.
That's what he's doing. Oh, my gosh, how goofy is that?
Really, and we should not be voting for someone who knows where they are, what they're doing. Therefore, to win back the Oval Office, we should vote for someone who is inarticulate, who has no plan for the future, and on any given day has no idea where he is or what he's doing. That's essentially what she said.
Oh, Lord have mercy. This is how bad it's gotten, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness.
It really is.
Yeah, this is totally insane. We've been saying this for a while, Bruce. Maybe the Democrats have to fall off the roof to finally realize that, you know, Donald Trump was right in 2016. People wanted a vision. He gave them a vision, and not one that was empty and loaded with unfulfilled promises, but something that he is that a leader could be earnest about fulfilling on behalf of the American people. And like him or not, and you know, with Donald Trump, as we say, with six you get egg rolls. Whether you like egg rolls or not, you get them all. And you know, and some of it you just have to be entertained, because politicians from day one have entertained us. I mean, if we ever needed a Will Rogers, it is now. You know, somebody that can make us laugh again, because we're just so wound so tight about all this stuff, is that, look at, you know, we've got real issues, real problems here. We spend a lot of the people's money on, you know, to solve these problems, and we need to put it to better use, and we need to get responsible people who are serious about, you know, to that end, as opposed to all this, let's burn novena candles and hope that we go into a recession here just so that we can, you know, be in the Oval Office, as Lindsey Graham, you know, shouted them down and, you know, really indicted Democrats for their lust for power. And you know, and what do they have? You know, they're not coming back with ideas. They're coming back with excuses. And, well, you know, let's have somebody that doesn't have a vision, that's inarticulate, that's stupid. And, you know, let's try that. You know, we haven't tried stupid before. Oh, really? I think we have. But, you know, in her estimation, maybe we haven't, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite, you speak of Will Rogers, one of my favorite quotes of his is, quote, "There is no trick to being a humorist when you have the entire government working for you."
They're the best writers, aren't they? You know, really, you think about it. But you see, but if we take this all so seriously, you can't even go and have dinner with anybody, you know, because they get, you know, they get all revved up and your knots are in stomach and, you know, you just, oh my gosh, forget it. But, you know, talk about being disoriented. I had to love this story. We're on the plane last night coming in from Hawaii, and this new mother had her second child, our daughter. We were in Maui, and Ozzy's doing great, by the way. He is thriving. I mean, he came sick. Bruce, this little guy's not even supposed to be here yet.
Yeah,
he wasn't supposed to arrive till mid-September, and he is there going at it. He was a little peanut, you know, born at 4 pounds, 3 ounces, but now he's over 6 ounces. He's just doing great. But, you know, and I asked my daughter, I said, well, how are you doing here, man? Do you feel like an octopus, you know, going all kinds? She goes, oh, Dad, you know, I'm doing the best I can, you know, her and her husband, you know, because it's one thing to have one child, but there's just something exponential about the second. And, you know, so they're in the middle of it. Anyway, so we're talking to this gal on the plane, and she just had her second, and she's just like, you know, you can tell, but she's got a sense of humor. And she says, you know, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but the other day, you know, we're at the hotel, and my husband looked at me and says, hey, are you okay? And I said, yeah, why? You know, because I thought I had a moment of sobriety. She realized that she came out of the hotel, and she was in her underwear. She forgot her bathing suit. I said, well, at least you had your underwear on, you know, otherwise you'd have created all kinds of. She goes, I was just so embarrassed, I made him to go get me a towel and go get me my bottoms so that I could be out in public. I said, well, you know, you're in Hawaii, and Hawaii gets quite the cross-section. I know, you know, because we get people from Europe, and they're very open about their bodies. they always have personnel on duty just to remind them that, you know, you have to keep all your clothing on. You can't disrobe in these family-friendly areas, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Terrible.
But good fun, though, you know, just with, as you say, with all the pressure. So here we are, as you mentioned, with Joe Biden and the gaffes, and it looks like they're going to keep on coming. Another column that you wrote about, Shay's Rebellion, and the eye-opener, and this is, I love it when you touch on history like this, because this is really special, and it reminds us of things that, you know, somehow are lost in tradition, that we lose along the way. So, you know, I'm grateful for you reminding us of Shay's Rebellion. We've got about a minute and a half, Bruce, and we may be cheating here.
Well, very quickly,
then.
Shay's Rebellion is one of the reasons why the national government has the power it has. Because when Shay's Rebellion was a rebellion against being overtaxed by the government to pay for war debts, including the fact that they owed Shay and his fellow farmers who fought in the American Revolution, they owed them back pay. So, but anyway, the rebellion was put down, but it was 5 months before we were going to the Constitutional Convention. And the fact that we could not, that we were dead broke, because the Articles of Confederation could not tax the people, and the fact that because the Shay's Rebellion, the federal government couldn't afford an army to put it down. It was a private militia paid for by private merchants that put down this rebellion. So you go into the Constitutional Convention and you're thinking, you know what? The national government has to have at least enough power to tax the people to pay for our debts, and at least has to have enough power to put down rebellion like Shay's.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one of the reasons why the national government has the power. It does. Some people may think we have too much power, but I think that probably the balance was created. I think that we have a proper balance, and one of the reasons it has power is that Shay's Rebellion was the eye opener that we need to create a new government through the Constitutional Convention in which the national government has enough power to do the things that national governments are responsible for.
And Daniel Shay's was a farmer, and there's something about the intellect of farmers, I believe.
Yeah, they're the farmers of the salt of the earth, and they were being double taxed, and the economy was such that they couldn't pay it, so their farms were being foreclosed, and they petitioned the Massachusetts government, and nothing happened, so they created the rebellion.
Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Happy Labor Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that